This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The Douglas County School Board has voted unanimously to place a $66 million tax measure on the November ballot. Dougco teachers are currently paid $15,000 to $20,000 less than neighboring school districts. Chaparral High School student Olivia Albeda supports the measure.
At Chaparral alone, we already have lost 12 amazing teachers this year. Due to salaries and based on a quick poll, we will continue to lose more for a better paying position.
A Douglas County resident would pay $20 for every $100,000 their home is worth. That's if the bond passes. Similar efforts have failed in the past. A pair of Colorado lawmakers want service members to be stationed closer to their kids. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains a bipartisan bill.
Democratic Representative Jason Crow and Republican Representative Doug Lamborn have introduced the Military Family Dependents Act. Under the bill, service members could request reassignment closer to their dependent children if they're stationed more than 300 miles away. Crow says it will give service members the ability to be close to their family while serving the country. Lamborn adds it will give military parents more flexibility to provide support and guidance for their kids. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
I-25 between Denver and Fort Collins is set to get an upgrade. More than 200,000 vehicles travel on that stretch of highway each day. The Denver Gazette reports the U.S. Department of Transportation will give Colorado a $500 million loan to make improvements. You're listening to CPR News.